Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim here with you and inviting you to visit the Valentine area, our hometown area, Cherry County, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to stop on by. Check things out at visitvalentine.org. There's 50-plus things. There's more than that. But anyway, 50 things to do is what they list. The Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, Quiet Trails International. Yep, a lot of things to do here in Cherry County. And you can find out more by going to visitvalentine.org.
Come on down and visit the Heart City. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication. It's located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. And all aspects of agriculture are covered in the Tri-State Livestock News. They have information on anything ag-related you can come up with. So make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. It's TSLN.com.
And what are you going to share today with us, Kim?
Well, I've got a little bit of our Valentine Police blotter to add. And then, of course, it's getting close to Halloween.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have to have a few pieces to talk about that.
Okay, good deal. Well, go ahead.
Well, how about, you know, you're too old to trick or treat when?
Okay.
Okay, those, everybody listening, get out your pencil and check off these as I go through them and decide if you are too old to trick or treat. Okay, number 10, you get winded from knocking on the door.
That'll get you.
You have to have another kid chew the candy for you. You ask for high fiber candy only.
No.
Definitely a giveaway. Oh, number 7, when someone drops a candy bar in your bag, you lose your balance and fall over.
Okay.
Yeah, not good. People say great Boris Karloff mask and you're not wearing a mask. Ouch.
Oh, yeah. He was scary.
When the door opens and you yell trigger and can't remember the rest. Oh, dear.
Close.
Yeah. By the end of the night, you have a bag full of restraining orders.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you're too old to be trick-or-treating. You have to carefully choose a costume that won't dislodge your hairpiece. And you're the only Power Ranger in the neighborhood with a walker.
That's a giveaway.
And the number one reason seniors should not go trick-or-treating, you keep having to go home to go potty.
Yep, that'll do it. This is from my animals who committed would-be crimes category. This gives foul play, F-O-W-L, a whole new meaning. In 2016, after a man with a knife confronted Vancouver police officers, law enforcement was surprised to see a feathered witness poking around the crime scene. A crow named Canuck, a pet bird belonging to a local, pecked at the caution tape, perched atop a police cruiser, and eventually snatched up a knife and flew off with it. Canuck actually had already developed a reputation for snatching those shiny things, but he had never absconded with a weapon before. Fortunately, a cop chased off after Canuck, who dropped the knife after flying several meters with it grasped in his beak. The crow was persistent, but the knife was eventually gathered as evidence, and a police constable issued that in his report.
Well, that's good. Full disclosure. That's important.
The captain was going to be a little bit upset if it said, well, a crow flew off with the knife.
Not a good deal. Definitely not. I think that'd be a strike against you on your professional record.
Might not get the promotion you were looking for.
That's right. Okay. Again, I mentioned Valentine Police Blotter. Some updated reports we have here. One was a complaint. The caller requests the police now. We arrive quickly. Now you want us to go away. So we do. Now you want to file a complaint that we didn't do our job. Wait, what? Oh, that's from the official Valentine Police Blotter. And another one, domestic disturbance. It is not illegal to damage your property. We don't understand it at all, but it's not illegal. Doesn't seem like a financially stable strategy, however. Again, that's Valentine Police Blotter from the Valentine Police Department.
And if you would like to share something with us here on The Good Stuff, send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com, kimhburge@gmail.com. If it's about Halloween or fall or maybe Thanksgiving even, we'll be there pretty quick. Send it, and we'll take a look at it. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.